This is the Good Neighbor Podcast, the place where local businesses and neighbors come together. Here's your host, Stacey Risley.
Hello, friends and neighbors. Welcome to North Atlanta's Good Neighbor Podcast. Today, we have Good Neighbor Banks Bitterman with Lake Lanier Luxury Houseboat and Yacht Rentals. Hey, Banks, how are you?
Hey, Stacey. I'm doing great. How you doing, hon?
I'm doing great. And for those of you listening, Banks and I go way back. I've known Banks since he was 18, or since I was 18. So we have a long history. And I can, before we even start talking about Lake Lanier Luxury Houseboats and Yacht Rentals, I can say that I have personally used his services and have, we held my daughter's 18th birthday party on one of his houseboat cruises. And she will tell you that was her best birthday that she has ever had. It was so much fun. And I'm really excited to introduce all of you to Banks and to his business. So Banks, if you will, go ahead and just start telling us about your business.
Well, my name is Banks Bitterman. I'm the owner of Lake Lanier Luxury Houseboat and Yacht Rentals. We are a charter service. But what we do is we do 5-hour cruises with 4 hours on the water. So you have a 30-minute load, 30-minute unload. Day cruises are from end at 6, and night cruises start after 7. And we run 7 days a week. So our number one business is to give an experience. We do any kind of celebration imaginable. We do anything from gender reveals to weddings to birthday parties. I mean, we do one-year-old birthday parties. We do, I think our biggest, we had a set of twins that had a 96 birthday. It was something surreal. So it was kind of amazing. 96 birthday.
Twins. Oh, that's
identical
cool. Twins.
No joke. We helped them down. Gosh. You know, we do have handicap access on some of our boats. So we can get all people of all ages. We do youth groups. We do church groups. We do, I've had nightclubs. We've had anything that you can have an experience with, we're the venue to do it.
And even corporate events, right? Like you guys can do corporate parties.
Thank you, Stacey. During the week, that's mostly what we do. The great thing about our boats is they have two levels. So one level is built out for the corporate setting, so they can eat, they can meet, they can greet, go through what they need to do as if they were at a conference. And then when they walk upstairs, they're able to enjoy fellowship with one another and enjoy the rest of the day, especially, you know, beautiful weather. They can swim if they want to, or they can just enjoy the top and the beautiful, the beauty of Lake Lanier.
Yeah. And I, you know, being a business owner, if I don't have a huge business with tons of clients, but I've often thought that would be such a unique offering, you know, to do something different, you know, rather than going to your typical venue. It really is having been on multiple cruises with you. It is a different, unique experience. And it's just something that your guests will never forget. They remember forever. His boats, they are absolutely gorgeous. I can attest to that as well. And I'm just a big fan of this business. It's a unique offering for Atlanta. So I'm really happy to share about it. Tell us a little bit about your journey into this business, because you have a really rich history of in the community. Tell us about your journey.
You know, it's funny, Stacey. You know me pretty much from the time I was in college all the way through now. So yeah, it's been an interesting experience. So when I graduated from college,
it's a good journey.
It's been a great one. Yeah, I actually graduated with a bachelor's of business administration in accounting. So it's not a normal journey to it. Now it's done me. Oh my God, the greatest has done and helped me over the years. But it's funny. That's not what I do. It's not even what I went into. My first year out of college, that's what I did. Is I went into accounting. I was an accounting consultant and worked for this. He was actually a multimillionaire, and he taught me as much in that year as I learned probably throughout my whole business courses. And it was funny because he had never even graduated from college, and the knowledge he had in business was amazing. So it actually gave me the opportunity, let me buy in the company. And then I was able to buy half of the health club that I worked at in college. My business partner was Eddie Duffy, phenomenal individual, excellent mentor, just great human being. I'd worked for him in college, and then a Gold's Gym had opened up across town, and he knew that, well, he just needed some help. So I came along, we increased sales, and then after 4 years and having my oldest child, we decided I sold the business to him, and I bought a sporting goods store and a tanning salon of all things at the time. And I was sitting at home. My daughter was 6 months old, and a job opportunity came up as a teacher. And it happened to be one of my dear friends, a fellow named Barry Williams. And Barry and I taught, and he was like, you know, school starts in 2 weeks. I need you to take the GACE, and we need to get you on a provisional. And that way, if you like it, we'll run with it. So 2 weeks after the conversation, 2 weeks, I started as a middle school teacher at Jonesville Middle School, which is Bowden Middle School. And so, and of course, coached, you know, wrestling and football at the middle school and high school. And so it, the first day of school, here I am, no educational teaching experience whatsoever, trying to see whether I like it or not. And I loved it. I loved it. I enjoyed it. It was one of those things, giving back and seeing that light pop up in these kids' eyes and that connection of seeing them learning how to do things. It became a passion. So I was there for 2 years. And then I was blessed enough to be a pretty decent wrestling coach. And so we built the program, and Dave Hunter from Brookwood High School called me and said, you know, we're needing a wrestling coach, and we got to teach a position, and we're interested in looking at you. And so I literally, my ex-wife was from Gwinnett. And so she was about as thrilled as she can be, because she wanted to move closer to her parents. So it kind of gave me no choice, because of course she was like, you better take it. So we took a job, moved to Brookwood, and there, one of the best schools I've ever been around, some of the most incredible human beings. And after 2 years, I'd done an internship because I was working on my specialist degree, and Janie and just decided to make me something called a TOSA, a teacher on special assignment. So it was like I had administrative duties, but I didn't have administrative power. And so I went from teaching 2 years, I taught business, to basically running discipline and testing of all things. So Georgia High School graduation testing. So I was thrown right into the pot for curriculum instruction. And so my job was to make sure our test scores went up. And so I worked with the administrative staff and an incredible teaching staff. At that time, they were number one in the state, you know, test scores. And a position came available at the School of Mass and Technology, which is now, I believe, the 8th ranked school in the nation and the number one ranked school in Georgia. And I was fortunate enough with my business background that I was one of the few people, I think, that had the experience of being in business and owning my business and also being an administrator. So Mr. Wilbanks gave me the job, and they flew me around to different places through the nation. And I was able to work with the curriculum directors and the executive director named Tricia Kennedy, who was amazing. And they helped us to create this school called the Gwinnett School of Math, Science, and Technology. And basically, it was kind of infinite possibilities. So then we opened up. And so I had the experience of never opening a school as a principal and opening a brand new school as my first school. So then Buford High School was only about 500 students at the time, and I got a call. So when I got there, I had a vision of something called AAA Excellence. It's excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts. Then I was there 10 years. We went from a AA school to a 6A school during my term, and went from performing in the hundreds to the number one performing school in the state of Georgia. And so, and they're still the number one system now. My last year there, we won 10 state championships and 3 state runner ups. And so the crazy thing is, though, during this time, the last 3 years, I had gone through a divorce. And me and I'm blessed to have an ex-wife that's an amazing mother. She's a teacher. So I'm blessed to have that relationship and have person as the mother of my children. Because I'd be in trouble with all the work I do. So when we went through that divorce, I was literally looking for a place to live. And my oldest daughter, says, well, Daddy, why don't you just buy a houseboat? All you do is work. And the lake is right there by the school. So you can literally work and go sleep. And then, you know, we could come there. And I said, y'all come to the houseboat. She goes, yeah, we definitely come to the houseboat. Duh. And so I bought my first houseboat. And during that time, it was, you know, I had kids, you know, here and there. And of course, and they stay mostly at the house because of the houseboat. But it was, and then of course, Buford's 3 minutes away. And so it worked out real well. But I had someone that asked me, hey, listen, could we come and take my company out for a cruise? And I went, okay, sure. Well, that cruise led to 2 more cruises that led to, all of a sudden, I got people coming everywhere wanting cruises, and I didn't know what to do with it. So
that was your house.
it was crazy. Hey, look, the good Lord has mysterious ways. So, you know, here I am running cruises on weekends that don't have kids, and we all of a sudden we get booked solid. We're booked Friday, 2 on Saturday, 1 on Sunday. And it's like, okay, so we moved to Lanier Islands and we start running out of Lanier Islands, which is Margaritaville now. And, you know, during that time, it was challenging because I was principal. And it was funny because I think people didn't realize I just didn't sleep. You know, I was fortunate. I had my family working with me, and I had a couple of good folks. And so there were cruises, of course, I couldn't run because of extracurriculars. And so, and if anybody knows me, I mean, I attended all the extracurriculars, and so nothing changed there. It just was when I didn't have the kids, you know what? We did cruises. And so then it started to explode and having them every day. And so it got to a point where I'm having cruises, but I'm still, you know, going on 10 years as a principal, and it's crazy. So some things came up, and you know what? The good Lord has a plan for us, and it's amazing how that happens. Because I was working probably 120 hours. I mean, it was nonstop. I was getting I was getting 3-4 hours sleep every night.
I knew you through that whole process.
Of everything. Oh yeah. And so, you know, I was blessed to be put in a situation where I could hire, because we were blessed enough to be, I mean, I was making a heck of a lot more than my salary. Plus, not only that, I'd had my years in. So I have my teacher salary, I made my teacher retirement. So it was a blessing. And so at the cruises, then we bought more boats. And next thing you know, we ran 500 cruises once I was able to retire a year. And so it just exploded.
So essentially you started with chartering your own home. How many are you up to now?
Well, we've got 6 boats in the fleet now. And so awesome. It is pretty funny. So that's, yeah, I was taking my home out. So, you know, the blessing was, you know, I'd have to make sure I had everything locked up when we went out and be very organized. And, you know, and while I was a principal, that's all we ran. We didn't expand until afterwards. And then the market just, we were blessed. We found a niche between the corporate events, and then COVID happened. When COVID happened, we became one of the only open air solutions. So when all the clubs and everybody was downtown and everybody was off, and you know, you heard about everybody being out on the lake and buying boats, and you can only put so many people on a boat. Well, because my boats are very large, you know, the biggest one holds 105 people, that we could literally cruise out at 45 to 50 people. So during that time, we truly blew out and burst because, you know, I had the clubs downtown that were calling me, a lot of the club owners, and they would rent us for VIP events because they couldn't have people there. We did weddings because nobody could find a venue to do a wedding because everything was inside. So yeah. we were truly blessed.
The vast majority of businesses COVID had a negative impact on, you know, but you're having a unique venue that's open air like that. I didn't even think about that, but that would be a time to flourish in your industry. Speaking of industry, tell us any myths or misconceptions about your industry or Lake Lanier.
Right. Well, you know, the biggest myth is that people think it's dangerous. And it's because I don't think that we've done a great job of educating the public on things. Like for example, I have had probably close to 3,000 cruises at this point. And we've never, knock on wood, even close had an injury or even close to a drowning. We require life vests for anybody that even touches the water. They got to have a life vest on. So there's no choice of it. You know, kids, if they are out and they're, you know, under the age of 13, they got to have life vests outside. So, you know, I actually put life vests where now when people walk up, they can actually see. I mean, we've got 100 on each boat. So when they walk up, they actually see them. We have so many incredible experiences where people have come out on a cruise and have never been on water. They've never been on a boat. And we have taught them and explained to them and said, look, this is what we have. We're going to take good care of you. We've got people because we've got a first mate and a second mate and a third mate and a fourth mate. Depending on how many people are on the cruise, we have one mate per 20 people. And their job is to make sure everybody is safe and secure. And also it's a luxury service. So we're going to make sure that everything's clean and everybody's taken care of. So we're watching people. It's not like going out on a boat with people that are not educated in the water and someone falls in and someone drowns. You know, a lot of the drownings that have taken place on this lake have happened because, and I hate to say this, but they've happened because people didn't follow directions. They didn't, jumping on the top of a pontoon with no life vest. Well, the water, the thing about lake water is very different than regular water. Lake water, 2 feet down, you can't see. So if you fall in that water and you don't have a life vest on and you hit your head, nobody can find you. Plus, oxygen is different in the pool water as opposed to lake water. So when you go down, you're down. And so what's happened is it's not like a pool where you can grab someone immediately. So they have all these stories of people that have gone down and unfortunately, the people that drowned state, it's hard to find them because there are a lot of trees and things and debris. And until the body fills with oxygen, it doesn't get to the surface. So that has caused a lot of myths. But if people were to actually see the amount of people that have been on the lake and then compare the number of people on the lake with the percentage of deaths, it's less than swimming pool drowning in the state, well, in the nation on Lake Lanier. So yeah, it's just happened that yeah.
That is just a long rumor, really. You know, like I know that that Lake Lanier itself is dangerous. You know that, and it right. really isn't the case. You know, if you're looking at numbers of visitors, you know, on the lake, and I think it really comes back to what you said before, the drownings. The vast majority of them are people who are either inexperienced boaters. You know, they're renting a boat. Right. And they're taking it out themselves versus what you offer. You provide a full staff that is certified and trained and knows what they're doing. They know how to drive these boats. A lot of the accidental deaths on Lanier are boating accidents. You're able to provide a unique venue on the water on a lake that is, you know, rumored to be very dangerous. All the more reason if you feel like it's dangerous, don't rent a pontoon boat yourself and throw. If you're not a seasoned driver, don't rent a little boat and go out and try to swim with the big boys. It just makes perfect sense for your boats. And I wish that this had some visual that we could show your fleet because it's a beautiful absolutely, these boats are gorgeous and safe.
And well, and you know, Stacy, you know, you bring up a great point. We have literally, we've also moved more now to where we do have the big boats, the 100 footers, but we also have 35 footers coming into fleet for people that don't want but 10 to 15 or 15 to 20 to be on the boat that are captained with bathrooms. And we know exactly where to go to make sure everybody's safe. Mm-hmm. But the biggest thing is that way it takes off the host, and the host doesn't have to be the mean one and say, you've got to have a life vest. You've got to have this. We take that pressure. And I'm glad you said that. Great point. We take the pressure off the host. We do that stuff for them. And so we keep everybody safe and secure. Yes, ma'am.
Yeah. And I think that's a huge added value to the service that you offer. You know, especially because they're, you know, with the rumors of it being a dangerous lake, all the more reason, you know, to still enjoy that. I mean, because Lake Lanier is beautiful. You know, I've been on the lake. I can't count how many times, you know, I've been out on the lake, and I've never had even close to an injury. You can definitely get rid of it entirely, the fear, because you guys provide the safety for them. So I think that is the very, I'm glad that we addressed that in our myths or misconceptions. So, well, so Banks, let's shift gears a little bit. And what are you doing for fun when you're not working? And I know that you work all the time, but what are you doing for fun in those few minutes a day that you might have?
Well, it's, you know what, my three kids are amazing. I got my oldest, I'm 1 month away from being a grandhead. So it's my oldest, Addie, is due December 4th. I didn't tell you that, did I?
I did.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, Addie is due.
From ear to ear.
Yes. So my oldest daughter is due. So I'm telling you, I'm excited. Is going to be named as Brooks.
I know you are.
I'm so doggone excited about that. I've done nothing but work. So the beautiful thing is I'm going to be able to babysit a couple of days a week. I'm so doggone excited about that because as an educator, you know, I missed the first day of school. You know what I'm saying? I missed some of those times that I am not going to miss with this little dude. So I'm so excited to do that. And then, of course, I've got my middle one, Kaylee, that's at University of Alabama. And then my son just graduated and he's at Georgia Southern. And so, you know, and then I've got a girlfriend and Donna, she definitely keeps me straight. And we do little things like, you know, go dancing or whatever to enjoy the time and kind of when I can stop work, which, you know, with us going 24/7, you know, I'm blessed to have a good staff now. Whereas there were years I didn't take a day off. And because we go all day, all night, we just go, we grind it out and make sure that everybody, you know, had the best experience possible. But, you know, it's an exciting time in life. And, you know, I'm learning, I'm having to learn how to stop working.
Well, so we're about to wrap up and tell, is there anything else you would like our listeners to know about your business?
Well, just ultimately, it's about an experience. It's about an experience that you will never forget. It's about an experience that you will have for the rest of your life that you'll look back on and you'll have you and your loved ones or you and your friends. And it's a time that it's a moment of time that you'll never forget. And it'll be something that just makes you smile every time you think about it.
And I can attest to that for sure. You know, like I said, Ansley, if you ask Ansley what her best birthday ever was, it was the time you even captained that cruise for us. And it was just so fun, like, because we'd like pulled over and had, you know, we were able to dock in a cove and, you know, we're able to get in the water with life vests. And it's just a really cool, unique experience. And it was something that none of her friends had ever done, you know, for their 18th birthday. And it was just, she just felt so special and had so much fun.
I'm glad you brought it up because Ansley got to experience something that a lot of people don't, just because you and me have been friends friends for so long. The night venue is, the boats look totally different than the day venue. So the day venue, you do have swimming, you got that. But at night venue, they turn into the LEDs, the all the lights that are on the boat. It looks like a totally different formalized venue as opposed to the day venue. It's more of a laid back swimming type of situation. The night venue is pop, formal. People are dressed to the nines and dining, and it's amazing the difference in the venue. And y'all were lucky. She was able to experience both.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And that's a good point you make about the night venue, because it's almost like a floating nightclub. They have, stereo system, they get DJs, it is a party on the water. Fun party on the water, and one that your guests are going to talk about for a really long time because it's really unique. Banks, if our listeners want to learn more, what is the best way for them to get in touch?
Well, the best way is to go to our website, and that's houseboatslakelanier.com. And that way they can kind of see what we're about and look at the different pictures of the different experiences, because it's amazing the decorations and the themes that the different cruises have, because the boats are so big, they're able to come in and decorate and make these venues look amazing. And it's amazing how one room can look different from cruise to cruise based on who's hosting the party. And so you can definitely see that, or you can call, I believe the number is 1-833-55-HBOAT. And so you can call that as well. But either way, houseboatslakelanier.com will serve you. We'll call you back. One of our representatives will call you. We'll get you set up, and we're excited to cruise with you.
Well, thanks. Thank you so much for being here today. It has been an absolute pleasure catching up, and I'm just really excited about all the things you're doing. And it's been a pleasure having you on the show.
Well, Stacey, you know what? I'm so proud of you, knowing you since you're 18 years old, and then seeing, you build your life and your kids and what you've become and the things that you're doing with the podcast. I couldn't be more proud to have you as a friend. And thank you for having me on this. I really appreciate it.
You are so welcome. Well, that's all for today's episode, Atlanta. I'm Stacey Risley with the Good Neighbor Podcast. Thanks for listening and for supporting the local businesses and nonprofits of our great community.
Thanks for listening to the Good Neighbor Podcast North Atlanta. To nominate your favorite local businesses to be featured on the show, go to gnpnorthatlanta.com. That's gnpnorthatlanta.com, or call 470-946-7007.